I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Gaza Strip tops our news today with the pullout completed. The big question is how to avoid a civil war. Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Eric Bridges says peace is yet to be determined, which leaves believers in a tenuous position for new Christian ministry.
Depending on how that plays out, Palestinian Christians may or may not be able to continue what they've been doing, but they certainly hope that they can continue.
Bridges says now there's the question of what will happen over Jerusalem, the refugees, the wall, and secure borders. He urges prayer over the peace of Jerusalem, a peace, he adds, that can only come from Christ. Next, the poorest of the poor are seeing the hands of God moving in rural Guatemala. Food for the Poor Zangiel Aloma says the work there is so much more than social gospel.
A material malaise goes hand in hand with a spiritual one, and by seeing God's goodness at work in their lives, they are so much more accepting of the Word of God and the Gospel.
Food for the Poor works with 600 women's centers throughout Guatemala. Hope of Life is one partner creating a community that supports women and their families through spiritual and vocational training, housing, and feeding programs. And pastors Danny Nalia and Daniel Scott of Catch the Fire Ministries have won an appeal of their conviction of vilifying Muslims under the religious hatred law of Victoria, Australia. Justices say contested interpretations of the state's law may limit freedom of speech implied in Australia's constitution. The court also granted a stay, meaning the men and the ministry won't have to meet restitution requirements pending the appeal. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.